Avos per Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel 3:13 and some Mishnayot it's 3:10. Hu haya Omer, again Reb Chanina Mendoza used to say, Kol Sheruach Abrios Nocha Hemenu. Anybody who, this is hard to translate literally, but it means anybody who other people enjoy get Nachas Ruach. They get they're pleased by their actions. So then Ruach Hamakom Nocha Hemenu. So Hashem is also pleased by him. But anybody who other people are not getting nachas ruach, they're not pleased by that first person's actions. Ein ruach hamakom noch emenu. So neither is Hashem getting nachas ruach, not getting pleasure, enjoyment of this fellow. So this is a very simple message, but I think it might be misunderstood at first. We are not saying that a person should make it his effort to please other people, and that's what Hashem wants. That's not the point, okay? People approving of your actions and getting are pleased by your actions, and that is not the siba, but the simen. That's not the cause, but the effect of you doing the right thing, okay? Which means a person should be focused on giving nachas ruach to Hashem. His focus should be exclusively on what matters is the ratzon Hashem, what Hashem wants, and that is all that should worry you. However, just because you're focused on doing the right thing by God does not mean that you're doing it in a way that is the way Hashem wants you to carry it out. And your litmus test, your barometer, the simen, the sign by which you will know that you're doing right, meaning you're doing it in the right way, is that people get are nocha emenu, that people are pleased with you, people are approving your actions. If you rub people the wrong way, and everyone, no one likes what you're doing, and no one wants you around, people get frustrated by you, and they complain about you. So even though you think you're acting lishma and doing everything right, and maybe you taka are doing nothing wrong, but you're not doing it in the right way, okay? And therefore Hashem's unhappy. In contrast, if a person's focused on doing the right thing, and everyone is pleased with him because he's a big tzaddik, then that's not a simple thing for people to please by your actions. Obviously, it means that you're doing things in a sensitive, oisgehalten, but well thought out, but sensitive and humane and considerate way. And that's part of it. It's not good enough to do nothing wrong. You got to do nothing wrong and do things in a way that people also are comfortable the way you act. And you don't make them feel uncomfortable or frustrated or angry. So that if a person who is not getting the approval of his fellow, it's a good sign that he's going about his avodas Hashem in a way that rubs people the wrong way, and therefore he's doing it in a way that also rubs Hashem the wrong way. That's the pashup shan, the Mishnah here. How most learn it, and that's I think that's very, very important. And it sounds simple, but it's not that simple. There is another approach altogether, Rabbeinu Yonah's approach, which is this isn't talking about a general avodas Hashem. It's talking specifically about business. And the idea is that if a person is a businessman who everyone is frustrated by, who wants to, maybe they do business with him because they have to, but the point is they look at him as, a crook or over-demanding or inconsiderate. So then that person is doing it wrong. Okay, the way in which you should cut your business activities is a way in which you're allowed to make a living. No one says you have to be a pushover. No one says you have to, but you also don't have to always win and never compromise and over demand. And if the people with whom you are working, whether you're talking about your suppliers, your employees, your customers, if they don't get nachas ruach from you, in other words, they don't want to be your suppliers or your employees or your partners, because you're just a pain to deal with, you're too hard, you're too harsh, you're doing something wrong, okay? Maybe you're doing worse than something wrong, maybe you're cheating, maybe you're lying, maybe you're stealing, maybe you're being unfair, unreasonable, or you're, oppressive. But even if you're not, the point here is, in business, you should be doing business in a way that people are happy to business with you, that you're a man of integrity and pleasantry, and if people are approving of your activity and they're getting nachas from you, that's a good sign you're doing it right. And if they're not, that's a good sign that you're doing something wrong, even klape Hashem, as far as Hashem's concerned, you're doing something wrong if the people to whom you work are not happy with the way you do business.